Arizona isn't the only Republican-leaning state with concerns about expected presidential nominee Donald Trump. Many Utah voters are also hesitant to get behind Trump. Some of that has to do with his style, while others are offended by his comments about Muslims. Mormons in particular are unhappy about how that could reflect his general feelings about religious freedom. To learn more, I'm joined by BYU Associate Professor of Political Science Quinn Monson. Quinn, for those people who are not based in Utah, and they've heard former presidential nominee Mitt Romney be very openly critical of Trump, without painting with too broad a brush, how much of the opposition to Trump does have to do with religious freedom?
You know, I think it goes deeper than that, and I think you can combine a whole bunch of different factors. But one of the biggest ones is the history of Mormonism in the United States and the history of persecution suffered by Mormons back in the 19th century in places like Missouri and Illinois. And so it wasn't that long ago, especially for Mormons that go back a few generations in the church, that ancestors were driven out because of their religion from Illinois and from Missouri. And so that's something that I think that many Mormons are acutely aware of, and that makes them especially receptive to a message from Romney that helps activate that objection to Donald Trump's rhetoric about Hispanics, about Muslims, and just his overall brashness and language is a problem for many Mormons, I think.
Now, Utah, like Arizona, tends to certainly lean Republican, especially when it comes to presidential votes. What does this say about the direction of Republican leadership at the highest federal level when it comes to this getting ready for the convention, especially in places with large LDS populations? Does this indicate potentially more trouble, at least at the presidential level, for Republicans because you have this hesitation in a state or even more than one state that tends to very consistently go Republican?
Well, yeah, there's polling in Utah from multiple sources now that suggests that Donald Trump is in trouble. It doesn't mean Hillary Clinton's going to walk away with 50% of the vote but with the presence of a third-party candidate, there is a place for voters who are unhappy with their choices to go and vote. And so you could see, I think, potentially somebody like Hillary Clinton, who is also deeply unpopular with Utahns and with Mormon Republicans, end up winning the state with a vote in the high 30%. And I think there's large enough Mormon populations in places like Arizona, Nevada, and maybe even Colorado that have had competitive statewide races in the last few years that could spell trouble for Donald Trump.
One thing related to what you mentioned about the third-party candidates, Gary Johnson, a former governor, he's running with William Weld, also a former governor, and both of them have been, certainly when it comes to economics, are very much on the conservative side of things. What would you think would appeal to Utah voters in general, maybe LDS voters more specifically, that might help them garner 10 to 15% of the vote?
Well, it is that economic conservatism, because the social liberalism, the libertarian ticket, is not appealing to Mormon voters. So if that's the main thrust of the Johnson ticket, then that might spell trouble. But I think there may be a turnout problem or whatever the opposite of drop-off on the ballot is, right? I mean, what we usually think of is people voting for president and then skipping races down ballot. What you may see some Mormons do is vote for Senate or governor or House and skip the presidential race because they don't have an option that they feel like they want to vote for.
And Quinn, final question for you. This sort of harkens back a number of years, so I'm not sure if it is still valid or not, but when Arizona approved SB 1070, and there was a clear delineation, it seemed, between a number of LDS residents in Arizona, certainly not everyone, and a number of LDS residents in Utah, where the feeling was that some in the Arizona camp were being a little bit too harsh when it came to even separating families, when it came to undocumented immigrants and that sort of thing. Do you see broader differences between how Utah LDS Republicans might view these issues as opposed to Arizona LDS Republicans? Do Utah LDS Republicans really stand out on their own in many ways?
No, I actually think they're quite similar. I think the majority of Mormons are in a position on that kind of issue that is consistent with the church's own statements, which are very moderate and would speak toward these ideas of keeping families intact together and finding a way to help people come out of the shadows and become square with the law while not encouraging a total amnesty. The church has taken this position that doesn't quite get too definitive, but very carefully tries to encourage families to stay together. That's very different from the rhetoric we hear from Donald Trump.
Quinn Monson is a professor of political science at Brigham Young University. Quinn, thanks very much for the time.
No problem. Thank you.